Now, actually, the children of Israel in that day, they had very little meat to eat in the wilderness. I think the incident concerning the quail indicates that. You remember they complained they didn't have meat to eat. Who shall give us flesh to eat was their cry. Now, that was true of all nations of antiquity. And in the present day, the nations in the East are short on meat. Some are actually vegetarian in their diets. Now, a clean animal for food for the table was to be killed at the door of the tabernacle. The blood would be poured out there. The blood was placed upon the altar and the fat offered as a sweet savor. The sacrifice was a peace offering. The remainder of the animal was returned to the owner, and he then could prepare it for his table. You see, that's the reason these Jewish believers in the early church resented that when the Gentiles took meat out of a heathen temple. And the very interesting thing is that the Great Council of Jerusalem handed down the decision. And James is speaking, "Wherefore my sentence is that we trouble not them which from among the Gentiles are turned to God, but that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood." And God was teaching them that because life was sacred. Now let me move on. In verse 7, we come to something exceedingly strange. "And they shall no more offer their sacrifice unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations." Now, the word devils here actually means hairy or shaggy goats. I wish I had time to spend the rest of the time on this in another period for that matter. You see, they were guilty of worshiping the nature gods in Egypt. The word here, serim, translated devils, I think it should be hairy or shaggy goats. In fact, that's the meaning. The Egyptians worshiped Mendes, the goat god, and the Greeks and other nations of antiquity worshiped the goat god as Pan. You remember Pan with the pipes and the garlands in his hair as the symbol of nature? And that's familiar in Greek literature and art. He had a tail, horns, and cloven feet. Now, this form was identified later in medieval Christianity as the devil. The word panic, for instance, arose about this time to describe the terror that the devil caused. Therefore, they are warned here, if you please, about this matter of worshiping these nature gods. A man slay an animal out there, clean animal. With that background of idolatry, he's apt to pour the blood out as an offering to the Pan god. God says, "Don't you do it. You bring that animal to the door of the tabernacle." You see what God was attempting to do? This is something that I think is very, very important for us to see today. And it was the prevalent danger to idolatry and to gross immorality. And right now, there is a return to nature worship. All of this, friends, this business today of the long hair and going back and living in a primitive way, it's all a return to the same sort of thing. We need to recognize that what God is doing is protecting His people, and He'd want to protect us today from that. Now in verse 8 and 9, "And thou shalt say unto them, whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or the strangers which sojourn among you, that offereth a burnt offering, a sacrifice, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it unto the Lord, even that man shall be cut off." Now, again, that's a very important thing to see, because God now ties in with it. That man could make a sacrifice out there. God never let them take an offering and eat it. You see, it never was returned back to them. This is for food. Now, if they want to make a burnt offering, then they make it according to the law of the burnt offering, and that speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are told today, "Wherefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." the danger of association with the unbeliever in religion, politics, marriage, business, a social life has a red light placed on it by the Word of God. I get a little weary today. A man was trying to tell me that you shouldn't get on even the platform with a certain evangelist. That makes me a little weary. And you know that this man had stock in a brewery. Oh, my gracious friends, how inconsistent can you be when you try to regulate for everybody else? I wish I could go into that too. This is rich, is it not, spiritually?